last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we had yet again the opportunity to invite Dr. Karimi, who is a researcher on Islamic studies, who helps us to shed light on the narrations to understand better the concept of Mahdawiyyah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dr. Karimi, there are some narrations both in the Sunni school of thought and Shia school of thought who say that there will be 12 caliphs or 12 successors of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Do these narrations that exist in the both sects, do they somehow prove the existence of Imam Mahdi?
As you rightly mentioned, this is a very famous narration in both Shia and Sunni sources. Before answering your question, let's have a look on different versions of this narration, especially in Sunni sources.
Sure.
In Sahih Muslim, which is one of the six canonical collections of hadith for our Sunni brothers and sisters, it's been mentioned that Jabir ibn Samura, one of the companions of the Prophet, he says that, "I went to the Prophet with my father. I heard the Prophet say that this issue will not come to its end, except that 12 khalifa, 12 caliphs will rule over the people, over the Muslims." And then the Holy Prophet says something that I could not hear. I asked my father about that, and he says that the Holy Prophet said, "Kulluhum min Quraysh." All of them are from...
All of them will be all from the lineage of people. Quraysh. Yeah.
This is in Sahih Muslim, Volume 3, page 1452. This is one version. Another version, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, "La yazalu din qa'iman hatta taqum as-sa'ah aw yakun 'alayhim 12 khalifa kulluhum min Quraysh." I'm just referring to different versions to come to this conclusion that this is the content is somehow mutawatir, meaning that it's been mentioned in different narrations. In that case, it's not necessary for us to examine the chains of the narration because it's been mentioned in so many hadiths and narrations. In this version, the Holy Prophet says, "The religion of Islam will be always upright and firm until the day of judgment, and as long as 12 caliphs, all of whom are from Quraysh, are ruling over them." Again, this is in Sahih Muslim, Volume 3, page 1453. Another version reads, "La yazalu al-Islam azizan ila 12 khalifa." The religion of Islam would be firm through 12 khalifas or caliphs. In all these cases, which I'm not going to repeat, the word khalifa has been mentioned. So we have many narrations in which the concept of 12 khalifa, 12 caliphs, have been mentioned. The second phrase in this regard is 12 naqib. Naqib means leader. We know that the children of Israel, they had 12 nuqaba, which is the plural form of naqib, 12 leaders. In some narrations mentioned in Sunni sources, instead of 12 caliphs, we have 2 nuqaba, 12 leaders. For example, in one narration, the Holy Prophet says, 12 kahiddati nuqaba'i bani Israel. Let me refer to what happened before that. Masruq says that we were before Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the great companions of the Prophet. He was reciting us the Quran. A man told him that, "Is it the case that none of you asked the Prophet about how many caliphs will come after him?" Abdullah ibn Mas'ud answered that, "We asked the Prophet this question, and the Holy Prophet said, 12 ka'iddati nuqaba'i bani Israel." Of course we asked this question from the Prophet. The Holy Prophet said, "The caliphs after me are 12, and the number of them is like the number of the leaders of the Bani Israel, who are also 12. This is in Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Volume 1, page 398, and in many other Sunni sources.
So interesting that we have a lot of hadiths or a lot of narrations in the Sunni authentic books that even with numbers say that a prophet will be having 12 successors,
exactly,
which we call as imams. Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you. Here we need to take a short break. Keep listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. We have Dr. Karimi with us, the researcher of Islamic studies, who has shed light on the narrations in the Sunni books, the authentic books, that say that there will be 12 caliphs after the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Dr. Karimi, all the narrations that you mentioned from the Sunni sources use the word caliph. Do we have any other words to discuss these successors the Prophet says will be after him?
Yeah, the answer is positive. And of course, I also mentioned the term naqib or nuqaba. So up to now, I've mentioned two terms, khulafa, caliphs, and nuqaba, the leaders. But the point is that in all these cases, one number is repeated, and that is 12. The third title is amir, 12 amiran, 12 like commanders, rulers. Quickly, just let me share one narration in this regard. Again, Jabir ibn Samura says that the Holy Prophet said, there would be 12 amir after me, 12 commanders, rulers. And then he said something I couldn't hear. I asked my father. He said that the Holy Prophet said, كلهم من قريش. All of them are from Quraysh. This is mentioned, for example, in Sahih Bukhari, the most authentic collection
of
hadith.
Sunni,
for Ahlul Sunnah. Volume 6, page 2640. I skip all the other Sunni sources which have mentioned the same phrase. The other term is qayyim, 12 qayyiman, like 12 guardians. For example, the Holy Prophet, according to this narration, says, يَكُونُ لَهَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ 12 قَيِّمًا. There would be 12 qayyim, 12 guardians for my nation, through whom, I mean, the religion of Islam would not be harmed, and all of them are from Quraysh. For example, this is mentioned in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir by Tabarani, volume 2, page 196. And the last one that I would like to share is 12 rajulan, 12 men. In Sahih Muslim, volume 3, page 1452, it's mentioned that the Holy Prophet said, 12 people, 12 men will rule my nation, and all of them are from Quraysh. So, to see all these narrations, I'm not sure if our Sunni brothers and sisters, they have heard all these narrations, but when we have all these many narrations repeating the same number, 12,
Amir,
Naqib,
yeah.
Khalifa, Qayyim. And Qayyim. So at least it should give us like a responsibility to search for these 12 people.
Who are these 12 people?
To some extent, some Sunni scholars try to do so, but they were not able to find a true answer to this question. I'm not going to talk about that in details. I'm just sharing few quotes from some Sunni sources. For example, one of them, Ibn al-Jawzi, the famous Sunni scholar, in the book Kashf al-Mushkil min Hadith al-Sahihain, volume 1, page 449, he says that about these narrations, which talk about 12 caliphs after the Prophet, I searched a lot. I did a lot of efforts. I asked questions from other people. But فَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا وَقَعَ عَلَى الْمَقْصُودِ I couldn't find any person to give me a true understanding of this narration. Because the point is that they should bring some 12 people as the true successors of the Prophet. So they may mention the first four caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Some may add Muawiyah. So who next? Still, you need to give seven other people.
Yeah, you have to complete the number 12. The number that 12. Is discussed in so many narrations.
That's the point. Many Sunni scholars have tried to do that. They have given different theories, but the point is that none of them is convincing. They are not able to include the cruel Abbasid caliphs or Umayyad caliphs. From the Sunni scholars' perspective, there is no true understanding of these narrations. But the point is that at the end of the day, you need to have a good understanding.
Exactly. I mean to say, when a prophet says says so many times, like there are so many companions of prophet who are trying to say that, who are explaining like when they went, what they heard, and then confirming, like you said, Jabir confirmed from his father, "I did not hear. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you please explain for mm-hmm. me what was that?" And then his father is explaining they will be from the lineage of Quraysh, giving so many hints. The number 12 and the lineage of Quraysh. As Muslims, it's our responsibilities to understand what Prophet has said. And it's not just one narration, two narrations. You said that in Sunni authentic books, these narrations have been repeated a number of times in a number of ways, but the number remains the same. The lineage remains the same. And as Muslims, it is our responsibility to analyze these narrations and to find mm-hmm. those 12 caliphs or amirs or
Naqib
successors.
Al-Qayyim,
Naqibs,
yeah.
Yes, exactly the terms that we used.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
So, Dr. Karimi, however, there's a term, Ithna Ashari. It means the largest group of Shia Muslims who believe in 12 Imams. Can you expand this term? Can you explain more about this?
Yeah, sure. Inshallah, I will come to talk about this hadith of 12 caliphs after answering your question. You know, after the main division among the Muslim nation after the Holy Prophet is the division into Shia and Sunni. But when it comes to Shia, and of course to the Sunni, we have some other branches, I mean, within them too. So, for example, when it comes to the Shia, we have Zaydis, who only believe in four imams that we believe. So after Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, they do not believe in Imam Baqir alayhi salam. So they only believe in four imams. Or for example, we have the Ismailis nowadays. I mean, Zaydis do exist today. Ismailis also exist. They believe only in six imams. After Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they do not believe in the imamate of Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And they believe in Ismail and the son of Ismail and so on and so forth. Again, they have some divisions among them too. Nowadays, we have different branches of Ismailis too.
As Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, rightly said, there will be
73 sects
in my Ummah.
Exactly. And some of them, we may say that they are among the Shia too.
Yeah.
We had the group known as Waqifis, I mean, who believed in seven imams only.
And stopped there.
But nowadays, I mean, they disappeared soon. So these are some of the divisions among the Shia. But the mainstream Shia are known as Ithna Ashari Shia, the 12ers. Why? Because they believe in Ithna Ashar, or 12 imams. Mm-hmm. And for sure, they are the mainstream. And now, I mean, the whole history of Islam, the great majority of the Shia are the 12ers, or Ithna Ashari. And the term is taken from these narrations, which have used the number Ithna Ashar, referring to the number of the imams, or caliphs and successors after the Prophet.
So we have a major sect in Shiaism that believe in 12 imams. Mm-hmm. And the term Ithna Ashari, you said, is an Arabic combination of Arabic word, which this is a group that believes in 12 imams. Alhamdulillah, there's a group that reached at least 12 imams.
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, I'll be discussing more topics with you in next session. Till then, dear listeners, this is Zainab with her whole team saying goodbye.